Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Blasingame here with our good friend Tim Stevens, team leader with Vander Blomen Search Group, vanderblomen.com. His book is called Fairness is Overrated, 51 Leadership Principles that you'll find in this book that I encourage you to check out wherever books are sold. Tim, thanks again for being here. I want to you spent your professional career in a church, serving the church, and now you're serving churches in a different way, in helping them find the talent that they need, right? And your search firm helps them find ministers, assistant ministers, people like that.
Yeah, that's right. We come alongside church committees or church boards, elder boards, deacon boards, whatever it is.
Pulpit committees, and, that kind of thing. Yeah, they call them.
Exactly. Help them find the stuff. You know, a lot of times they're just volunteers in the church that have never done that before, and we're able to come alongside them and do a nationwide search, and within
and make sure
3 or 4 months, help them identify some candidates.
Make sure the fit is right.
Exactly.
More than just
culture and chemistry is huge. Yep.
And the fit is right, not just in by some, as you say, someone who's not a professional getting a whim about somebody and making a mistake. Because the only thing worse than not having a person replaced and when you need them replaced with a business or a church is to put the wrong person in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, church is the same as businesses. You spend so much money because you hire the wrong person. And years, you know, in the church it can take years to recover from that.
Right. Well, how many people do you place in a year?
We will place, this year we'll do a little over 200 searches, working with churches to fill positions.
That's good. And multiple denominations, right?
All kinds of denominations, yeah. Yep, exactly.
Yeah. So as a student and a practitioner, having been a member of a church leadership group, organization, a specific a congregation for years and now in a broader assignment, if you had to look out across America and make a determination about the condition of faith in America, what would you say?
Well, you know, there's a lot to be discouraged about, and there's a lot to be positive about it. So I see a little bit, you know, in my work, I get to see a little bit of both of those things. I mean, I think the negative ones are obvious, and they're the ones that make the headlines and are in the Christian magazines and all that. But I think there's a lot of positive, you know, what did the first George Bush say, 1,000 points of light? You know,
right.
I think there's a lot of points of light that you can see across the landscape of communities of faith that are getting it right and that are making a difference in their community and having an impact.
Well, when you see poll after poll recently, meaning the last few years, showing that increasingly people are not self-identifying as being a person of faith, that seems to be increasing. And what do you think about that?
Oh, I totally
is that as troubling to you as it is to me?
It's just my experience as well that there are fewer people that, you know, we did used to live in a Christian country, and we don't now. So I think that's something that, you know, we're probably in our lifetime not going to see that reversed. Although I think we can make it as individuals, we can make a huge difference.
One of the things, and see, my position in as we talk today or at this moment, Tim, my position is not to push Christianity or Judaism or Islam or anything like that. My position is this: I think America is better off when its citizens find a way to subordinate themselves to something that they feel is more important than they are. You know what I mean? I think what I fear when I see these poll results, I don't see people not going to church. I see people saying answering without realizing it, I'm more important than anything else in the world. I'm the most important thing in the world. What I want, there's nothing that I would subordinate myself to. And that's a form of selfishness that I worry about in America today. What do you think, Tim?
Well, I think you've got something. You're onto something there. I think that does that selfishness, and that leads to selfish choices and self and then behavior that impacts your fellow citizen.
There's a morality gap when that happens, I think.
Yeah. Exactly, and I think there's a lot of sense that people of faith can sit back and feel very discouraged, and they don't want to vote anymore, and they're just they say I don't want to even live here in this country anymore, and there's a sense of like it's all going down, and there's nothing we can do about it. And I think there's a ton as individuals that we can do about that. I think the words of Jesus where he says his disciples will be known by their love, not by their stances or their positions.
Right, not by their deeds. Well, Tim, if there's someone out there right now who is feeling empty, if they're feeling, that they're not feeling connected, maybe go find a faith-based organization and just spend some time with them and show up every day. Even if you just show up, I think you might find that putting something ahead of yourself, I think when we focus only on ourselves, Tim, I think that makes us a little bit sick. What do you think? Last thoughts, 10 seconds.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. When you help someone else, when you invest your time with someone else, it makes a difference in your own heart and your own attitude.
Vanderblomen.com is the website. Fairness is Overrated. That's Tim's book. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.